Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to throw Jack in a dumpster. I'm going to throw Jack in a dumpster.
I didn't even do anything.
Yeah, I don't need the laughing every time that something doesn't go right and I'm getting a little tense about it.
Well, would you rather? I'm a de-escalator by nature.
It doesn't de-escalate me. It escalates me.
I know.
Yep.
But it de-escalates me.
Oh, well, that's the kind of guy you are. It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Franklin Music Hall for today's lottery party tonight.
Sold out.
Sold out 2 weeks. There you go. Nothing. Yeah. No big deal to me. Yeah. Big moment for the Sixers tonight. Big moment for us as fans. They either keep the pick or they don't keep the pick. And the difference between those two things for the future of the franchise is enormous.
Yeah. Don't make it too big of a deal out of it. You know, it seems pretty drastic.
It is drastic.
I think that's the biggest thing that we've accomplished today.
Is make it a big deal?
Yeah, because I don't think people even knew. If you asked the common Philadelphia sports fan this morning, do you know the NBA lotteries tonight?
No.
I don't think many knew.
Because I think a lot of them aren't even watching the playoffs, and they haven't even talked about it that much. We haven't even talked about it that much. We brought it up.
I think everyone knows Cooper Flagg.
Yep.
But I don't think they know when the night is for the Sixers.
Yep.
And that's what we accomplished today.
Yep.
But I guarantee you, when we get this number one pick, that changes.
They're going to know.
Yes.
They're going to know when the lottery was.
Yes. That changes.
All right, let's get to it, Luke.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Well, Spike, maybe this will bring some levity to your day. Nope, don't see it happening.
Nope.
Don't see it happening. What I have for you tonight is the toughest guys for me to have conversations with.
This is a kind of guy or specific guy?
Kind of guy / specific guy.
Okay.
Number five is talking to a guy that loves Jalen.
I'm with you.
Because I don't know how to break it to him. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sitting there internally, and I'm wondering, like, are they going to go too far to where I'm like, well, he didn't even make the Pro Bowl last year. You know what I mean? Like, that's my...
Are they going to force you?
Yeah, to start doing the WIP thing. Because I know they see it. They're like, they think I can get him. You know what I mean? Like, they look me in the eyes. Like, am I going to be able to troll him into breaking down about Jalen? Some guy last week at the High Hopes event, he got me. And I had to go stand in a corner for 5 minutes and cool off. But... The talking to the guy that really, really loves Jalen, and it's like I see in his eyes, like, he's such a winner. He's like,
well, why is that tough for you to handle?
Yeah, because in my head, I'm like, do I want to? I don't argue wanna, with I'm him. Not an arg. I don't love arguing all the time. Yeah. And I was like, do I want to get into the
arguing? Arguing would imply that you disagree with that statement.
Well, it depends how far they go. You know, they try to say he's number two. That's where I have some pushback.
Top five.
For right now, I will concede.
Ooh,
well, five.
Okay,
and still
five.
Outside the top four. And I still take Herbert. But.
Yeah, a guy tried to do it to me at the Truist thing.
Yeah, I know.
And at the end, I just went to him. I was like, dude, you know what I think. Why are we doing this?
Yeah. It's not, believe it or not, it's not an on-air bit.
Yeah.
But I don't think people believe it's an on-air bit. That's also why people, when they see you, it's the first thing they think of. They want to talk about it.
Well, that's not bad for business.
Because they're sitting there listening saying, I can't believe these guys.
I couldn't believe that.
What did this guy think? He was going to get me to go, bah, you're right.
Yep. The best.
I was lying.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, gotcha.
Ah, you got me.
The fourth toughest guy for me to have a conversation with is this. I don't like this at all. But talking to a drunk guy when I'm sober.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible. Yeah,
nothing worse.
Yep.
They get a little close.
Yep.
They start leaning in a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like
James.
He's fine.
Okay.
He's fine. This is like people I don't know.
Okay. All
you
right,
know what
fair.
I mean? Like,
which makes it worse.
Which makes it 10 times worse.
Yep.
And they're all usually excited, which is good. You
know? Yeah.
Yeah.
It means the brand's hot.
Yeah.
But it's just, I want it to end so bad. And it feels like it never ends. It feels like it just goes on.
A lot
and
of
on.
Close talking and hand on the shoulder.
Yeah.
You're really close with each other, but you really don't even know the person.
It's the liquid courage.
Yeah.
And when you both had a few,
you engage a little bit more.
Sure. But when you're stone cold sober, and it's like, come on. Like, read the room. I mean,
read the room.
Please make this end. The third toughest guys for me to have a conversation with is talking to a guy that's just complaining. You know, like, I'll listen. You know what I mean? But I don't.
You got your own problem.
I'm not offering up much. You know, like, I'll just nod. I hear you. That stinks.
Yeah.
But, you know, figure it out. I mean, we're all just trying to figure it out.
Which is, this is our warning to not go to him.
Well, I complain to him all the time. So
and I listen.
He does. He will listen.
I'm a great listener.
Yep.
But I just know I'm not giving much back, you know?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. You know, I'll let you get it off your chest.
Okay. Jack will give me every once in a while. They got to grow up. And I'm like, you're right.
Yep,
they do got to grow up.
Yep. That's how I get out of it.
Yep.
You know, like, they got to figure it out.
Look,
and you're like, you know what? They do got to figure it out. You're right, Jack.
Sometimes I give it to Jack because I don't want my wife to know that I'm stressed out about something at home.
Sure.
So I just tell Jack about it.
Oh, yeah.
And then Jack will go, yeah. Yeah, I actually think you're good at it, Jack. I actually think you're fine at it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're good at pretending.
Well, no, I'm not. I do care.
Yeah.
It's not even like,
well.
Yeah.
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 I care.
Let's not go overboard.
Yeah, I was going to say no.
Yeah.
I do. Although, man, when people complain a little too much, it's a big turn.
All right. Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, let's go.
The second toughest guys for me to have conversations with is talking to a guy that doesn't follow sports. What am I supposed to talk about with you?
Really?
I don't, like, there's nothing we can relate on.
Oh,
I mean, if you don't know.
Those people are a blessing.
No, if you don't know an ounce of ball, it's awful.
Can you talk about music or politics or
there's
the
a
weather?
Very rare chance that we have the same kind of musical taste.
Okay.
Very rare chance. Politics? You kidding me?
Oh,
yeah, I don't know anything about that either.
Hey, this guy wants to get into
political
discussions.
Yeah, good take.
You want to talk about
I would rather have like a
food?
Fun, yeah, I would rather have like a
what's
fun
in their food?
Sports conversation versus a guy who knows nothing. You know what I mean? Like I just I don't conversate well. Now also at the same time, if a guy has a lot of takes but doesn't know what he's talking about,
those are the worst.
Also an awful conversation. Yep. We talk to them for 4 hours a day though.
You said
is that. The insult?
I didn't
callers?
Say that.
Got him.
Yeah.
That was for like Jake.
No, I would. I'd much rather talk about anything else other than sports when I'm not here.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't mind thinking about sports. I like watching sports. I just like.
It already consumes you enough. You don't. Want
I just
to
don't
to,
need more debate. I could do a hey, what did that was fun. I could do one of those.
Right.
I'll take anything.
Over
yep.
But the number one toughest guy for me to have a conversation with, and I might have expressed this in the past, but just talking to a guy that I know is more manly than me, you know, like they're in my house doing housework, and I'm sitting there on my computer like typing out a show email or something.
Yep.
This guy's like hanging something for me, and he's probably not judging me.
Yeah.
But I feel like that when a guy more manly than me is in my own house, I feel so emasculated. It's not even funny.
So I mentioned.
It's wrong with him, man.
I mentioned the movers, right? From Meeting House.
I was talking about.
Dude, watching them pick up all my stuff that I am too much of a loser to pick it up.
That you hurt your back.
Yeah, right? Either I can't or I've decided not to. They're more manly.
Yeah.
The guys that fix the house don't even start. The guys that did the kitchen, oh, my God, are you kidding me? I could barely, if the outlet doesn't work, all I can do is turn the circuit like a breaker on and off. That's all I can do in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you care? Like, there's a.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it matters.
I wish I could.
I tell you what, I'm a little different with that. I'm
not. You play
not,
in the NFL?
No. No. Well, yeah, I played in the NFL so that I wouldn't have to do that. But it's more or less with my neighbors that I feel that way with versus with somebody that I pay to come over to do it. You know, if my neighbor's out cutting his own grass planting his own trees and doing that sort of thing.
All of a sudden, Renee's like, why aren't you doing that?
No, dude, my neighbor next to me, I love him to death, Dayton. He I don't think there's ever been a worker's truck outside his house.
Because he does it all.
He does everything.
Nah.
like seriously, he does everything.
That's a tough
at
neighbor.
His house, and I'll be sitting out there, and I'm like, hey, what's up, bro? He's on his ride more, he's doing it.
Meanwhile, I literally have somebody to do everything.
Yes, meanwhile, I got people coming to the house every week to do something.
Here's a moment when my neighbor came over to help me put together. I got a new desk, and basically, it just ended up him doing it. While I watched him going, oh, yeah, you mean I didn't do anything? And he just sort of like I was a child came over. Right. You can screw this one in.
Right,
it's like,
right.
Oh, all right, I did it.
Right.
Screwed one in. Look at me. Look what I did. Look what
a handyman.
We did.
I'm actually looking for a handyman right now.
Oh, dude. Need a handyman.
Need a handyman.
A regular handyman?
Yes.
Yeah, just to take care of this little thing and that little thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But real quick, we do have a second schedule leak for the Birds.
Oh, man. Are we going to have the damn half the schedule out before we get to Wednesday?
Have some class.
This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off, interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
So it looks like week 16, we're having a doubleheader on Fox on a Saturday. The Eagles get a Saturday.
Week 16.
So that'll be Eagles at Washington.
Ooh.
Eagles at Washington.
Late in the season.
Is that Christmas weekend?
It is Saturday, December 20th.
Yeah,
so
I was
going to
say.
Christmas.
Okay,
leading
yeah.
into Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Followed up by Packers Bears.
Okay. All right. That's a big game.
Okay. That's a big weekend. Saturday.
I hope we don't
optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Okay, can they have some class and leave schedule reveal night to where you can just get it all revealed,
yes.
Get excited?
No, we're
going
to be down to 6 games by the time we get to Wednesday night.
Oh, it stinks.
215-592-9494. A big Sixers night like this calls for Tasty Cake, Dom.
Yeah.
You're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike, Ike, Jack, how are you?
What's up, Tasty Cake?
Well, Ike, I got to ask you, so I'm a big fan and participant at Fritz at 6, but that top 5 of 5, two of those categories were absolutely me.
Hold on. Which ones?
I mean, I'm a Jalen guy all the way.
That's something to hold against you.
And since 2 years ago when the Sixers lost 6-7 to the Celtics, that broke me. I've certainly been more negative calls than positive. Which
I like negative calls.
Yeah, which one was that?
Yeah,
what number was that?
Oh, is that complaining?
For the guys to complain all the time.
I'm talking about
different
like
kind
real
of
life stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, he's talking about things that he really has no interest in.
Yeah.
How
like somebody's feelings or life.
Yeah, like how am I supposed to help you with that?
Yeah.
Or one of us coming in talking about issues at home.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got his own problem.
Just leave.
Yep.
Just
kidding.
Blake,
we
got to be lucky. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
It was a joke.
Just leave.
It was sitting right there.
Jack is on one today.
Yeah, he's like, just leave.
He has seen
wow.
me vulnerable, and he has decided to just go full Jack.
You can't let me on remotes.
No.
Okay.
Tasty cake.
Okay.
All right.
We got to be lucky tonight, Spike. I mean, all the four-leaf clover, you know, we can't lose this pick, and hopefully we get one.
Yeah, I mean, we can't be unlucky, I'll put it that way, because the odds say we keep the pick, right? 64% chance we keep the pick. We can't. So if we lose it, it means we're unlucky. So I would take – I want number one. I would love number two, all that. Just give me the pick. Let me have the pick. Give me some hope. Give me some, you know, trade this guy for that. Give me some, you know, looking at college players I haven't watched. Give me some hope. Just give me the pick. That's all I want.
Also, every time – that you or I mentioned the word trade and the Sixers, I get a rash and start to scratch. Because in my lifetime, the Sixers have never, ever won a trade in my lifetime, and I'm 61. Ever.
Oh, no, they've won trades.
I can't
recall. Well, the Stauskas trade was a win.
Yeah, come on, Tasty Cake Dom. Stauskas trade.
We got Maxey for Fultz, essentially. That trade was a win.
Well, Spike, those trades, and you're going to say Simmons for Harden was a win, right?
No, I'm not. But you could acknowledge the first two I gave you were wins.
To me, a win is
right?
Something that improves your team. If the season before you get bounced in the first or second round, and then the season after the trade you get bounced in the first or second round, not a win.
Well, it doesn't mean you didn't win the trade. It doesn't mean you didn't win the trade.
I'm with you, Spike. Not planting my flag there because that's irrelevant. But what I did want to mention is in my lifetime, we cannot trade Embiid because in my lifetime, we traded a top 50 player three times in my life, and each trade was an absolute disaster. That's a fair statement, right?
We didn't get anything
for Moses.
Nope.
We got a cripple that's in the wheelchair next to me.
Nothing for Charles. Yep.
Slop.
Can we say
Iverson?
That?
I mean, we just were never successful. And the other disastrous trade earlier, Spike, Pat Williams did pull a number one pick, and he traded it. All he had to do was say Brad Daugherty.
Oh, right.
And then you got Barkley and Brad Daugherty next to each other for 10 years.
Yep.
But he trades that number one pick for a guy named Roy Henson.
Yep. I forgot about that one. That was a disaster, too.
So, disaster.
Yep.
So I want to keep Embiid.
The thing is, you don't want to be the part of the trade where the other team's getting the better player, the best player in the trade.
Yep.
And no matter how many draft picks you get or whatever, if the other team, this goes back to the Luka thing, the other team is most likely getting the best getting the better player in the trade, and you got to be really careful because when those things come back to haunt you, they come back to haunt you worse than any other trade. You know, I'm with you. Do I think there's a great chance Embiid's going to be healthy enough to get us through the playoffs? No. But, God, man, I don't want to see it happen for a different team.
No.
I can't even imagine that pain, you know. He's on
if there's even – Spike, you absolutely won me with – if there's a 15% chance that he can get to be Joel Embiid again, even for 50 games and the playoffs – even for 45 games in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's such a – and then hopefully you build enough that you get seated high enough that you could do something in the playoffs. The last thing I hope I'm – and I hope I'm dead wrong about a couple of things. I'm trying to let you convince me, Spike, about – I'm very concerned about the guard rotation. You told me that somehow – now, 2 weeks ago, Spike, you told me that it would be the starting guards would be McCain and Maxey.
No, it'll be Maxey and Grimes.
Yeah, that concerns me. Who's coming off the ball?
Grimes. I mean, Grimes. Grimes, in most of Grimes' career, was not what we watched last year. Like, okay. I'm not talking from a skill perspective. Thanks for the call, Stacey. It was not from a skill perspective. Mm-hmm. He was not the engine behind any offense.
Sure.
They were essentially, they were trying to lose. They were not trying to win.
Yeah.
And he went nuclear, and he got mm-hmm. somebody's got to get the ball on those
yep.
teams. And that doesn't mean that the stats don't count, but he was certainly in a different role
yep.
than he's been in his entire career. I don't think he foresees no, – nobody sees Quentin Grimes as that.
No, hell no. And with Maxey and Embiid on the floor, you're not going to be that anyway. You don't
no.
get the green light to go shoot anytime you want to.
They want him to defend, to
yeah.
hit open threes – to when Maxey's not on the court, maybe he runs point for five
right.
minutes a game or something like that. But the great thing about Grimes is that you can play with Grimes with Maxey, or you can play Grimes with McCain.
Mm-hmm.
The McCain and Maxey thing is an iffy fit. And Morey basically said on the podcast that assuming they get Grimes back, that McCain's not going to start. Like, it'll be
– he's just running the second unit. He's
yeah.
that energy for the energy bunny for
yeah,
the second
plays
unit.
Plays 25 minutes a game.
Yep.
You know, we don't need the whole team, you know. And maybe he and Maxey play 8 minutes a game together.
Right.
And really the rest of the time, you know, he's playing 20-some minutes and Maxey's playing his normal 35 minutes. 215-592-9494. Chris in Ben Salem. You're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
What do you say, boys? How we doing?
Hey, Chris.
What up, Chris?
Hey. First off, Adam Silver – should be in prison for what he did with Brian Colangelo and Baz Bottini, forcing them upon him.
I completely agree with you. They should lock him up and throw away the key.
Unless we get the first pick tonight.
Unless he makes it up to us and gives us the
exactly.
first pick.
And that's my
yep.
point. They owe us.
They absolutely
owe us.
They do. They ruined everything we had.
That's it. It's not our fault.
Yep.
It's theirs.
Yep. You can blame David Stern, too, because he wasn't in charge, but he was still involved in that whole thing. And he has the relationship with Jerry Colangelo, and he helped make that whole thing happen. Like, Adam Silver, the most overrated commissioner in the history of sports.
Wow.
He is.
You can say that after
Absolutely.
We find out what we get tonight?
I mean, unless he rigs it for us tonight.
Well, if we get the first pick tonight, you get to text the old lady and say, hey, you a Hogsman, Bo?
Sounds just like Spike.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're all popping blue chews on the way home tonight if we get
that's
the
right,
one pick.
Yep.
Hey, Jack, I got a Mick Abel question for you.
Fantastic.
So are you buying, you know, he's got like the man body now. He doesn't have his high school body. You buying that he's kind of figured it out?
Yeah, I am. I think he's trade bait, though. I think he's more
second-level prospect.
Well, no, I think if you look at the stuff models, it's all major league quality now, which is good. But I don't think they need him, and I think that they
sure.
would rather use that to try to upgrade this team. So, but I think he's definitely real.
Yeah, you think like they run into any issues like, you know, Rangers, what, 29, Bohm, 28, like trying to pair those guys with prospects, you know, are they getting caught there with teams that are maybe, you know, the older guys would go to a contender versus the young guys would be going to somebody that's not in the race?
Yeah, again, it's tough to – are they going to move on from their starting third baseman in the middle of the season? That's my
unless
Devers is even like in a weird situation because he's also not a great third baseman. But you know, so I don't know what they do at third base. I think they kind of played out. I think Ranger could be trade bait, but they'd have to be in a really strong position pitching wise. I think.
Well, yeah, because pitching at this point is still the best thing
yes.
about the team.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, it's such a luxury ish kind of thing right now. They have they could have seven starters when Painter's ready.
Oh, Painter. But then Painter, thank you for the call, Chris. Do you – I'm interested in the timing of the Painter thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Ranger is okay now,
mm-hmm.
they don't need Painter for a while.
Yeah, I wonder how – my only thing with Ranger is how long can he do it?
Right.
Obviously,
and you have to balance putting him out there enough to increase the trade value, but not having him out there too long where something happens before the trade deadline and you get nothing for him.
It's precarious. And Painter, they think in, I think, 2 weeks, he's going to be to 90, 95 pitches, which means he's close.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
But they're not going to go to a seven-man rotation. I mean, they're just not.
Why not?
It's too many. It's just too many.
It's too many.
Too many for Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler somewhere.
Well,
like,
seven-man rotation.
The eyes are bugging out
of his head. They would have, like, five guys in the bullpen because they – You'd say
right. You need, yeah, you're losing the bullpen guy.
We ready to sing Creed in here in a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe liven this place up a little?
They're going to be like, what the hell's going on back there?
Yep. There's no noise in here except for us yelling the whole time.
And Cindy's boots.
Yeah, and Cindy's boots. We'll get you ready for, I don't even know, Phil's Cardinals tonight?
Phil's Cardinals.
Leading off coming up.
Cardinals winners of 8 straight.
We are at Franklin Music Hall for the lottery party. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.